WGE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. President Biden makes his way back to Washington after visiting France to mark 80 years since D-Day in Normandy, his last appearance at an American military cemetery where Marines who served in World War I are buried.
Every Marine I know about the Battle of Belleau Woods. There are over 229 buried here. And inside that chapel, there's names of 1,000 missing. They never recovered the bodies.
Meantime, former President Trump is facing a probation hearing later today after his conviction in New York on 34 counts of falsifying business records to pay off porn actress Stormy Daniels. In Israel, War Minister Benny Gantz has resigned from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's emergency government for what he called a lack of a plan on when the Gaza conflict will end. This is ABC News. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has for the first time publicly admitted he took luxury vacations paid for by a GOP mega donor. ProPublica first reported the gifts last year through the work of investigative reporter Justin Elliott.
There's actually a review going on by the kind of bureaucratic arm of the judiciary looking at the various reporting that Justice Thomas failed to disclose things he should have. And in theory, that body, if they find he intentionally didn't disclose these things, could refer this to the Attorney General because it is a legal matter. So not predicting that's going to happen, but that review is ongoing and we're very curious to see where it ends up.
Thomas has said he inadvertently omitted the trips on his previous reports. In sports, the Boston Celtics beat the Dallas Mavericks 105-98. The Celtics now lead the series 2-0. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy. Today's work money word is diversification. That's a word that gets bandied about quite a bit when people talk about investments. And as snooty as it sounds, a simple way to think about diversification is not having all of your eggs in one basket. Diversification reduces the risk of everything going badly. For example, if one person has all their money invested in the stock of one company, and another has her money invested in an index fund that's invested in dozens or hundreds of companies, well, one of those two people is at serious risk of being wiped out by a single event. And the other has an investment that historically does better than single stock investments and is more protected from the ups and downs of the market. It's the smartest and safest way for almost all of us to invest our money. For more tips on money, head to workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Civic Media, broadcasting to the state of Wisconsin from the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios. This is Live in the Lair, a live concert delivered to your radio. Presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. And by Lazy Old Flounge, also handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, trivia. Visit them online today. At North Stoughton Road and also online at LazyOFlounge.com.
Okay, Jimmy, we are ready for Live in the Lair with Marta, the piano girl. She is
She's a piano gal. I wrote it.
At least, wait, you know what? I did the same thing wrong every time, though.
Should we just start over?
That's a really good drummer. No.
No.
She is an entrepreneur.
She has too many songs to play. We have to hear the songs.
She is an entrepreneur. She was a teacher. She is a songwriter. She's a performer. She's a mother. She's a piano technician. Ugh. She is Marta the Piano Gal. And tonight, she is live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. Marta, welcome to the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Hello.
Marta Hansen, you are here. I'm so excited.
I'm happy to be here.
I chose you over Robert Plant tonight.
That is unbelievable.
Wow.
Thank you. I feel pressure now, but...
Don't be pressured.
But I appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm so happy to see you here.
Yay, I'm happy to be here.
So you and your business, as we know, in Sun Prairie, which is wonderful,
wow, that area is growing.
It is.
So this must be terrific. You are probably happy that you're already situated there.
Yes, definitely.
And this is, Jimmy K, this is actually a question that you would like to ask, I bet.
I'm sorry, I wasn't even paying attention, but go ahead. I'm so sorry.
What is your favorite place to eat in Sun Prairie?
Well, I love food. So there's a lot of places, but kind of our special place when we really are like, hey, we have time to go out to dinner is Sal's.
Oh, yeah.
Salvatore's. Oh. Yeah.
They sponsor our
tomato pie.
Well, that's convenient, isn't it? It's just so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being a fellow downtown Sun Prairie business owner, I know Patrick, and I just know what they put into their food. It's fresh. It's local. It's awesome. Mm. And
love.
I love to support them.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
There you go, Jimmy K.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for blowing the script there. I feel so bad now.
Okay. Now we're going back to the beginning.
Yeah.
I love when we do these questions. How did you get your start playing music? Give us your backstory, Marta.
Okay. Well, it all started on a dark day. No, I'm just kidding. I started piano lessons when I was 7. My parents were already divorced, so single mom. And my mom found a lovely upright Baldwin for $70 from a friend of a friend. And I started piano lessons, and from there I started singing in choirs. And I knew from elementary school age, I looked up to my music teacher at school, and I wanted to be just like her.
Aww.
And I just never looked back. There was never another option for me but other than to have a career in music. I just loved it.
And here you are.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So parents musical?
My mom is not. Okay. She actually has a nice voice. She won't admit that. She car sings to Queen like nobody's business.
Oh, I want to take a cruise around with her sometime.
Yeah, she's great. My dad was a musician. He's a singer. Mm-hmm. He sang in a band in the 70s.
Around in Wisconsin?
In Madison.
What band?
The Crucible was the name.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Mm. So... very cool. And then, you know, I have family on that side. My aunt is a retired opera singer.
Oh.
And I have a cousin that was a cruise ship singer. And so that side of the family is very musical. But only my immediate family, it's just me.
That would be an interesting job, being a cruise ship singer, performer.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. She was a headliner. She just recently, like, semi-retired, and she's only, like, 45.
Five shows a day or something like that,
a
right?
A lot, yeah. So she's tuckered out. But, it was years of doing that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It's like the Love Boat.
Yeah.
It is. Fascinating. you have a degree.
I do.
In music ed.
I do.
And it's from UW.
Yes.
And you did teach in the school system, the public schools, for 6 years.
Yes.
So I'm trying to picture Marta the teacher. Tell us more.
Oh, man. So I was a middle school choir director.
I think you'd be an awesome teacher.
It was a lot of fun. I was 23 right out of college. So I was like almost as young as them. So I got stopped in the hallway a couple times asking for a hall pass back when I, like, my first year of teaching and stuff. But I had a lot of fun. It's a lot. It's really hard work. But it was a really fulfilling job at the time.
Well, I mean, your frustration level when with the budget. I mean, arts is always the first thing gets cut in school when they got to save some money somehow.
It is.
How did you deal with that?
It was hard. I had to actually recruit. Like, my job was dependent on the size of how many kids signed up for choir every year.
Oh, wow.
So I had to go. We had to go to the elementary schools and recruit, like, the band, orchestra, and choir teachers, like, take this music class and, like, cheer, mm-hmm. and get them to sign up. And I was overworked for several of those years, and I had to, like, up my enrollment just to get an assistant, like a part-time assistant.
Mm. And real quick, talk about how important these art programs and having kids involved in music in school at a young age.
It's everything. And, I mean, my kids, I can vouch for, they've been, you know, in piano since they were little, since their fingers could move. And I'm a proponent of having... music classes be part of the core curriculum. I think it helps build empathetic people who understand the world and know how to just be more well-rounded, worldly people.
And it's reading, it's math.
It's,
I mean,
everything.
I don't think people think music is all of those things. And it's good for your brain.
Oh, it's so good for your brain, for sure.
Well, you know what? But it's fun,
and
right?
It's fun.
That too.
So what in choir class? What was the favorite song for kids to sing?
Pretend we're right? kindergartners right now.
Well, because okay. like I mean, you know, you hate a lot of songs too. So sure. I want to know the one they love and the one they hate.
You know, it was a long time ago, but I can say that I did a pop show every year where we would do like a medley of different like rock and roll and popular music and stuff. And that we did like choreography, like stage choreography and stuff, like a show choir.
Yeah.
That was always the hit. And I remember because one of those shows was like a rock and roll review and I love Queen. So it had Bohemian Rhapsody in it and I had the kids headbang. And it was so rad. It was so awesome. I had to get them to loosen up because they were like barely, and I was like, come on. And I got them to like really throw their hair around and it was awesome.
See, I knew she was a good teacher. Wow.
Which tune do they hate?
Anything in another language.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. If I made them sing like a little German or something in Latin or anything where they had to like try to pronounce words that they're not used to, they were like, bleh, and they hated that.
Interesting.
I remember in choir we did Puff the Magic Dragon.
Really?
It was awesome.
That's a great song.
Jimmy was outside for that.
Made me cry.
Oh, man.
Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with Marta the Piano Gal.
Awesome.
Presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called The Way I Used To.
Yes.
Is this song a warning or a prophecy?
It's kind of a prophecy, I guess. Well, it's maybe a little of both. Ooh. It's about being a woman and what it's like to age and not feel or look or exist in the same body that you did in your teens and your 20s, and just having to like learn to live with that and deal with that and accept that. And it can be a challenge. It can be really hard.
So. I'm there with you, girl.
Yeah, and I'm 44, and I know I'm just going to keep living that. It's just going to keep happening. So, yeah. Well, so it's about that.
Let's get to some live music now. You're live in the lair with Marta Hansen. If you want to call and ask a question or maybe send your text, you can do that right from the Civic Media app. You could also call 844-967-2789. Live in the lair with Marta Hansen.
Different inside and out. No one tells you until you're knee deep in it. I look different, age with lines and aches of a woman who's been on solid ground for a time, and I can't remember the things I used to. Slowing down.
How awesome is that? Is Marta Hansen live in the lair? 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Marta, we have something in common. We both took the leap of faith. We quit our jobs, moved careers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you actually, you know, in your career of music education, you became an entrepreneur. Talk about that.
I did. I left full-time teaching to start teaching private lessons after my first son was born, after he was about a year old. I struggled with having a stringent schedule, being told where to be when, all that kind of stuff. So I started teaching private lessons and running my own studio out of my house. And then from there, I took an interest in learning to tune pianos. I wanted to tune my own. And then I was like, holy crap, this is really hard. Yeah. So I was like, it was kind of, I took a break and then I came back to it because I just was like, I just think I can do this. And it's a do it or don't. You don't get to hobby piano technology. Mm-mm. Like you got to go all in. And I decided to go all in. And it was, no looking back. I love it. And I've been doing it for about 13 years.
Is that hands on learning did you have to go back to school? No.
You can. There are schools, but I didn't do it that way. I did it a very hard way because I do things the hard way and the long way and the way where you mess up and dust yourself off and get back up again. But, once I got into it, I just fell in love with the work.
There are not a lot of women technicians.
No, not a lot. There are some, but it's definitely not not super filled with females.
I have a piano, and I think every single time the person has come to tune the piano in all the different places we've lived, and please don't take this the wrong way, older gentleman, but it's almost always an older gentleman.
Yeah. And he's blind, yeah. Right?
Well, and they don't, you know, you can't talk to them, and they're doing their work. But like on your Facebook and Instagram, you crack me up because you share when you're tuning people's pianos.
I do.
And you love their pets and share photos with the pets.
I call them my assistant.
I love the photos of the pets.
Awesome. Yeah.
I just love other people. I love all pets, but dogs in particular. And I love when they come and hang, some of them hang out by the pedals or under my feet. Some will come sit next to me on the bench. Aww. And it just, I love, it's the best part of the job. It really is.
It's got to be.
Yeah, I love it. Oh. I just want to take all the dogs. Cats can come too, but mostly the dogs.
Okay.
Now, you started a brick and mortar business and you have your own shop, the Piano Gal, in Sun Prairie. Tell us about, you know, tell us about the actual shop. Like, do you have like tools there? I mean, do you rebuild pianos or what?
I don't do full restoration because I don't have the patience, but I do recondition. I do reconditioning and I do stringing and I do repairs and I do customization and upcycling and I do like minor repairs for people. So I do have a workshop in the back.
Do you fix those like dead keys?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Not on a digital. But an acoustic. Yep. I get a lot of people booking tunings and they say my key is sticking or I have a key that's stuck, and that could literally mean 100 different things.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So I have to go out. I mean, most of my job is house calls. I go to schools, churches, venues, and houses and go out. And a lot of times, I mean, you just have to go out there. Most of the time I'm like, oh, it was a paperclip. Or like it was, you know, or it was like that somebody stuck a Lincoln log in there, or, you know, it's usually something simple. On occasion, it's something a little trickier to fix. But
maple syrup.
Candle wax. I've come across candle wax. That was, oh my Lord. So I have I could write a book.
You should. Yeah. You should.
How much string is in a piano? Like one of those big, you know, those baby grand pianos?
Well, you've got 88 keys, and then you've got about 3/4 of the piano has 3 strings per key.
Wait, is this a story problem? Let me get my calculator.
I'm going to make you do math, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, and then you've got your tenor strings have 2 per key, and then you have like about an octave or so that's just 1 down in the lower bass. And we're talking steel strings and then steel with copper winding. And I mean, anywhere from 30 to 50,000 pounds of string tension in any given piano. Yeah.
You know what she does with some of the strings, though?
I make jewelry.
I think that is so cool.
Yeah. So if they snap off or they break, or it's a piano that's past its playable life, I like to make stuff and then resell it.
Oh my gosh.
Keep stuff out of the landfill when I can.
Thank you.
Can you imagine a necklace made of the ivory, the keys on the piano? That'd be kind of cool. The black, maybe rotate them with black and white.
Hey, you want to go into business?
No. That was just a top. I will never have another idea for jewelry ever again.
I won't hold you to it. I'm just kidding.
That was good.
Well, let's get back to live music awesome. In the lair with Marta, the piano gal, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Ghosts.
Yes.
Can we learn about ourselves from our ghosts?
We can. The question is, do we learn from our past and do better? Ooh. Or are we doomed to repeat the same mistakes? And that's what, those are our ghosts.
Your songs are deep.
It's like Scrooge, but not in the winter.
I love that movie.
So basically, if you don't listen to your ghosts, you're insane, because doing the same thing over again is the definition, whatever. Mm-hmm. You're live in the lair across the Civic Media Radio Network. Marta Hansen here, the piano gal on Max Inc. Radio. Hansen live in the lair. Call or text us right from the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app yet, you can go to your favorite app store, download it for free. It's super easy. Terry, this is the second time tonight that ghosts have been brought up.
Oh, that's true.
We were talking about the ghosts in the basement of the Gamma
Ray.
The new Gamma Ray now.
Uh-huh. Oh, and now the lights are flickering.
Yeah, right when you said ghosts.
What is going on? Okay. Marta, ghosts.
Yeah.
Aging, motherhood,
yep.
Womanhood. Oh my gosh. Tell us about the songwriting inspirations. Obviously, we're finding something here.
Yeah, I just like to write about what I know. And songwriting for me is really about catharsis and learning to deal with things. So I write about things that I need to work through. So yeah, my kids, my job, my friendships, being a woman, growing older, learning from my past, like anything that I've gone through that I feel others can relate to, I like to put into a song.
Is this like therapy?
Yeah, it is like therapy. It really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I can hear it.
Is it like a chicken and the egg, which came first? You know, is it like when you're writing, is it lyrics or music that comes first for you?
I've done it both ways, but I tend to write my lyrics first.
So you write the music around the lyrics.
Yep. I have like a songbook that I just kind of keep with me, and I tend to write in like a poetic form. And then I go through and I figure out chord progressions from that.
Oh, wow.
And then from that, I end up adding in like melodic lines and riffs and things like that.
Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night with a song in your head and like have to record it?
No.
No,
but okay. It's because I really love sleep. So nothing interrupts that.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay. Good for you. Yeah. That is awesome. Okay, so tell us, you know, since we're talking about songs, what is your music catalog? What is it all about? And some, I think we understand, were recorded during the pandemic.
Yes. So my very, very first album came out in 2016, and that was all covers.
Mm.
I did all 90s acoustic. Yeah, of course I did. All 90s grunge, but acoustic kind of feminine ethereal versions.
You're a big Nirvana fan,
I'm
right?
A huge Nirvana fan, yeah. So that, I'll do a cover kind of from that one. And then I wrote, I was, you know, in lockdown, I had so much time, and I had so much time at my shop by myself. We were teaching Zoom lessons and all this stuff.
Wow.
So I just started writing, and I ended up releasing an album in 2021, but all the songs were written in 2020. So they're all really very much related to the pandemic and everything we were dealing with at that time.
Yeah.
What's your favorite medium of music, or how would you like to release stuff? How do you like to listen to your music?
Yeah, I mean, I nowadays mostly digital. I put everything on my website and people can download. I just like it however is easiest for people to access it.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to do vinyl at some point.
Ooh.
I hope to get to that place
where I can,
manage that expense to get vinyl out there. That would be an ultimate goal. I do have hard copy CDs of some of my stuff too. But for the most part, I just get it out digitally to most folks, just because that's the easiest way to get it out to the world.
Yeah. Does anybody even use CDs anymore?
I know.
I mean, I try to.
I know. I heard cassettes are coming back.
Yes, it's true.
Right?
It is true. Those were horrible.
They're horrible. You had to put your a pencil in and wind it up.
Yeah.
Oh my, and the quality was not that great.
No.
Yeah.
No, my Footloose tape cassette was not.
I love that tape. I had that tape in my Walkman.
Kenny Loggins.
Footloose. Yes. It's my guilty pleasure.
I love it.
Gosh.
Now, what is your website for people?
MartaHansonMusic.com.
And how do you spell Hansen?
Hansen with an E. H-A-N-S-E-N. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a tricky one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Marta the Piano Gal, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Bang Bang.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to assume that Dick Van Dyke is not the inspiration for this song.
It is not. It's definitely not the inspiration. It's actually a pretty serious song. It's about the perspective of a mother, me, with school shootings what it's like to drop your kids off to school, knowing that that is a possibility in today's day and age. And it's from that mother's perspective about sending your kids off to school and hoping that they come home safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
very
it's amazing
real.
That we have to write a song or talk about that, mm-hmm. but it is absolutely needed. And yikes.
Okay.
Marta Hansen's live in the lair. Once again, send us your text, send us your questions. Do it right now on the Civic Media app or text 844-967-2789. It's Marta Hansen, live in the lair.
Shoot 'em up. Are we sorry for an action?
Wow.
Marta Hansen live in the lair. It's possibly one of the saddest songs I've ever heard.
Wow, yeah, what a message.
And the sucky part is it's real.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's the sad part.
Yeah. Wow. Absolutely. Yeah. I wish it was fiction. Mm-hmm. I do.
That's a great lesson, though, in there. Yeah.
We're going to take a break. Mm-hmm. And when we come back, we'll have more live in the lair from Marta Hansen on Max Inc. Radio.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison Market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. MoveToMadison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. Spring is in the air.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today. Madison, it's time to rock the Gamma Ray. The Maxine Concert Series, Friday, June 14th, with Eddie 8 Dynamite. All about that girl. Oh, yeah. All about that girl. Iron Plow. Gonna rock it. Gonna rock it tonight. And Marston. The Maxine Concert Series, live at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Get advance tickets now at GammaRay.bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed. Max Inc. live in the lair across the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting to you from the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios. We got Max Inc. Americana with Rob Roberts coming up at 10 o'clock. And then at 4 a.m., I'll be up and early giving you Max Inc. Americana. Woo. And of course, I'll be back at Sunday at 6 o'clock, Terry Barr, for Max Inc. Sunday night.
Oh, I'll be listening. Don't you worry. Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay, so I'm excited about this because I've been kind of watching and seeing how this is working with you on your socials. And you have kind of a new hard rock single drop in this summer. It's called What I Know. What a Pity.
Yes.
So this is so interesting. Excited. It's going to be a heavier sound. Mm-hmm. But no piano? What?
No piano.
Oh, my. Tell us. Give us a perspective on so, what this is about.
Yeah. So you know how I said songs are, like, songwriting is cathartic for me? I was very, very angry at someone.
Oh, okay. Remind us not to make you mad.
No, no. It took years. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, I really just needed to let it out lyrically. So I just, like, I wrote this song in one afternoon. And then I, like, got the chords and I recorded it on my phone and I sent it to the guy I work with at Lunar Lava Audio and Fort Atkinson. I was like, this song needs to be heavy guitar, electric, bass, drums, no piano. And he was like, I am in.
Oh, cool.
And so I wrote it and I was like, this is a hard rock song. Like, this is a heavier, and it just didn't feel right to have piano in it at all. So I'm going to go in and collaborate with just, guitar and drums and bass, and I'm going to wail, and I'm so excited.
Are you going to be playing the guitar?
No. You don't want me to play the guitar. No.
Where are you recording this at?
This is Lunar Lava Audio, which is in Fort Atkinson. The owner is Jeff Peterson, and he has a fantastic space, tons of instruments, and he drums, too. So I use him as my drummer, and then I've on all the albums I've done, I've collaborated with Dan McDonald, who is just the most unbelievable guitarist.
Wow.
And so he'll be coming in and we'll be working together and getting this song done.
Oh, cool.
I'm going in the end of the month. So.
How do you play this song live then? Will you be able to?
That is the question. I might have to rope them into a gig or two with
awesome.
Me, maybe.
Is, yeah. is this the only song mm-hmm. in the hard rock category?
That I have, yeah. For
plan,
sure.
Do you plan to make more?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Was it fun going heavy?
It's so fun going, and I've been practicing it on my own, and I've just like, I'm working on my grittier, gravelly, screamy sound because I'm a classically trained singer, so it's hard for me. I feel like Pat Benatar, like I have to get out of the polish.
Yeah.
And I'm really working on that. Because typically I'll like try it and then I start coughing because I'm not used to doing it. So I've been working on it and it's just so much fun to just let that out. I want to do more.
I cannot wait.
Yeah. As soon as that song is done and mastered,
mm-hmm. yes.
come back and visit us.
Oh, I would love to.
We'll debut it right here on Maxic Radio.
That sounds fantastic.
Yep.
Yes.
We're going to be saying Marta the Piano Gal on Maxing Heavy.
Heavy.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my.
I feel like my inner soul is like a little bit darker and more heavy metal than like the what I present on my outer self to the world. You know,
so, we really are getting to know you.
Yeah, so I love to rock, man. I really do.
I know. I know. You've got some shows coming up,
mm-hmm.
so this is great. And a couple around the area in July.
Yes,
July 6th.
Yep.
Twisted Ground.
Twisted
Where
Ground.
Is that?
That is in Cottage Grove.
Okay.
And they do this fantastic summer series called Under the Oak. And they do like bands on Friday nights. And then Saturdays and Sundays during the day, they do solo musicians.
Oh, wow.
And so I played last year and they rebooked me for this year. So I'll be playing on the 6th from 12 to 2. And they have a like an outdoor stage and people bring their lawn chairs. And it's just a really cool, chill vibe.
It sounds like it.
That'll be fun.
Then you have July 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Toot and Kate's. Yes. Where is that?
Toot and Kate's is a wine bar in Verona.
No kidding. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, so I'll be doing my thing out there as well. I'll probably bring my uke for I'll do keyboard, and then I like to toss in my electric ukulele for those kinds of shows.
So she doesn't play guitar, but she does play ukulele.
Because ukulele is a nylon string, so they don't hurt my fingers.
Oh, my gosh.
So, what kind of distortion pedal do you use with that?
It's called No Distortion Pedal.
Well, July 19th, you're mm-hmm. at BB Jack's back in Cottage Grove.
I will. They have an awesome stage out there, so I'll be playing that evening 6 to 9.
I haven't been there. Yeah. Is that outside?
It's outside. Yeah, they have an awesome stage out there.
God. The patio uh-huh. there is great.
Yeah, I'll be on the patio. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's,
we might have to all meet there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I would dedicate songs to all of you.
I want the heavy one.
Yes.
No,
you know what? Maybe I can rope Dan and Jeff to come out that night with me. That would be fun.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Marta the Piano Gal, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called The Other Side. I haven't heard about this side yet.
I don't even know if we've gotten to the other side yet. This is on my album that I wrote during the pandemic. So this was all like during lockdown and like what, you know, I felt like maybe things would be like once we came out of this. But then you listen to the lyrics and now I interpret the song in different ways every time I play it because this song can be about so many different things. When I originally wrote it, it was about the pandemic and being stuck inside and getting to the other end of this pandemic. But I think you can kind of use this song and interpret it in a lot of different ways.
I love when you can take, you know, like I may listen to it, rocker may listen to it, we'll take it in three different ways, which I love that when there's a song that means something to each person.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And that's the fun thing about music, too, because it's always could be subjectively interpreted by the listener.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool.
You know, as a little side note, so I'm a drummer. So I don't listen to singers at all. I don't know what they sing. I don't know what words they do. In my own band, I had to listen to the recording we did in the studio to be like, that's what you say? So as a drummer, you literally listen. You're listening to the bass. You're listening to all the music that gives you the cues. I hear all the music. Yeah. I do not. I hear the singers singing. I don't know.
But to
you,
it's like their lips are just kind of going.
It's like, watermelon, you know.
Well, in my band, I don't even see their lips. They're faced out, right? So I just see their butt shake.
Oh, boy. Wow. Well, you've got to keep the beat, too. Yeah. So that's not an easy job all the time.
844-967-2789. Watermelon. I like that. Mm-hmm. We're live in the lair with Marta Hansen. Beautiful song on Maxing Live in the Lair. This would be a good opportunity to remind you in 2 weeks in Live in the Lair, the Rogue Electrics will join us live in the Lair. I had like a hiccup there. I don't know what happened. It's going to be cool. And then next week is a special guest. We can't tell you who it is yet because it's so special, Rocker. We got to keep it confidential.
Wow, I'm not even sure I know. That's how confidential
it
is.
Well, I know I don't know, so. Well,
I'll tell you a little something that's going to be coming up in 2 weeks, Jimmy.
Oh.
We are going to have the American Ghost Walks because they are doing a ghost walk in 2 weeks on State Street. So there's a lot of State Street stories. We're going to have Mike Huberty
come in.
That's so good.
He's going to bring his ghost walk guide with him.
Oh, come on.
And we're going to hear ghost stories from State Street. And we're right here, and I'd say we've already seen some stuff.
Tonight, yes.
Oh, I will be tuning into that. Like, that is right on my alley.
You know, he tried to take that business on Shark Tank. And they booted him out.
Yeah, and now he's in all these different cities.
I know, he didn't need Shark Tank.
He didn't need he didn't need Mark Cuban.
Yeah, so there. Okay, Marta, REO Speedwagon. You know, I still have...
I write the jokes for the show.
Yeah, can you tell?
Ba-dum-bum.
Exactly. I have this album, actually. You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
I've heard that joke many times.
I was wondering. Thanks, rocker. So now it's me asking.
Wanted to go first.
I grabbed it. Yep, I grabbed it and I'm running with it. Can you clarify for us why you can't tune a fish? Rocker, honestly.
It doesn't have enough strings. That's all I got.
But it has a lot of scale.
That was a good one.
Wow.
That was a dad joke.
Yeah,
that
sure was. Especially those ones that come from the lower octave.
Oh, my gosh. I was totally not prepared for that, obviously, they're good.
Yeah, I like it.
You know, you've talked about tuning pianos, and special tools? I mean, I know you said you didn't go back to school, but you did this all on your own. Is it an expensive career? Are you glad you're doing it? Tell us a little bit more about just kind of your thoughts now that you've been in it for a while.
You do need special tools, and the better that the tools are expensive.
What kind of tools?
You need a really good tuning lever.
Oh, boy.
A wrench?
It's like a wrench, but it's a very, very special wrench, and it has a ball on the end. It's really important because tuning pins are longer than what you can actually visually see. They go inside to the wood structure of the piano, and you need to feel it turn. So the better lever you have with the correct kind of wooden weight it makes that job easier.
Is it dangerous? There's a lot of tension in these cables.
I mean, if you don't know what you're doing, it can be.
Right in your face.
I mean, it's with all that tension, when a string breaks, like I still, 13 years in, if a string breaks, it is like my heart goes down to the floor and it like shakes the whole room. It's not like breaking a guitar string. It's definitely something to try to avoid.
It's so loud, I bet, too.
Yes, it's very loud and startling.
How do you get like the note? Like, so are you pitch perfect? Do you do it by ear? Do you have like one of those little like?
I do. Well, you know, I got my tuning fork on my arm here.
She does
tattoo.
Have a gorgeous tattoo.
That is my homage to my job. But I tune by ear. And it's really less about where like A is. It's more relational. Like I need to be able to hear wave frequency and I need to eliminate like waves and beats to make the sound pure for one individual note, and then I'm tuning the piano to like the middle octave that I've done. So I'm tuning octaves to each other, and then fifths to each other, and thirds to each other. And so you have to it's training. I've trained my ear to know what to hear, which is why, you know, it's important for it to be quiet in that space.
That's mind-boggling.
It kind of is.
To be able to pick out a frequency out of everything that you're hearing.
Yeah.
For that specific tune on that note.
Yes. By turning a wrench.
I'm turning my little wrench to the right for sharp, left for flat, and I'm listening for, it's hertz. I'm listening for wave. It's actually very science-y, which is funny because I'm not good in science, but I can hear wave frequency.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Do you have a piano like that might be your favorite to tune?
Mine.
Oh,
I love my piano. Okay. Actually, and I do have a second favorite.
Yeah.
And it's the piano that I've actually been tuning the longest. Like when I first started tuning professionally, the music director at a church in Sun Prairie took a chance on letting me, you know, tune for them. They were one of my first real clients.
Oh, that's so cool.
So I've been tuning for them since the very beginning, and they have this beautiful grand, black, shiny Kawai grand in their sanctuary, and I've been tuning it for 13 years, like since day one. They have trusted me to take care of that piano, and I love it, and it's beautiful, and I just feel, it's just special that, like, he, like, trusted me to start my career off and, like, do good work, and that was kind of where it all started snowballing.
Really cool. What's the name of his dog?
Oh, they don't have a dog, though. That's the only downside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Marta the Piano Gal, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's by the band Radiohead.
Ooh,
and it's called Creep.
Yes.
Why did you choose this song to cover?
It is the of the folks who like are like my fans, you know, it is the most requested cover that when I'm out performing is people want to hear my version of Creep. It's on my cover album and I do tons of covers and stuff, but there's something I've just really like dug it. I could do this song in my sleep. Like I perform it all the time and I just love the version I've come up with and it's always requested. People always want to hear it. It's my mom's favorite song that I perform.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I was like, if I'm going to do one cover tonight, it's going to be that one.
Oh, so nice.
Well, how often do people ask for Black Sabbath War Pigs?
Nope. I don't get that, but I get Play Freebird.
Oh my god.
Of course.
Gosh.
Oh, those people need to buy everybody else a beer for just saying that.
I know. I'm like, I play piano, man.
Great. 844-967-2789. Call us unless you want to request Freebird. If you want to request Freebird, don't call us.
No, sorry.
You're live in the lair with Marta Hansen on Civic Media.
When you were here before,
live in the Layer Rocker.
Wow, that was incredible.
Ugh,
What a great way to hear that song.
Thank you.
Now, we only have a few minutes, so we're going to keep you playing. So let's get back to live music now. You have one more song for us tonight. Okay. It's called The Last.
Yes.
And this song is about your kid. So tell us a little bit and play. We got just 3 minutes.
I got it. So this is about my kids, and it's about those moments that you don't know they're the last time you'll do something with your kid until the moment's already passed, like carrying them. Walking them to school and holding their hand, snuggling with them in bed, all those things that one day you look back and realize they grew out of that.
Cleaning their butt.
I don't miss that one.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I know.
It's all those moments. Yeah.
Maxik After Hours with Rob Roberts is coming up at 10 o'clock. Marta, thank you so much for coming in.
Please forgive Rocker.
Performing live in the lair. Get the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Marta Hansen live in the lair. Maxik Radio.
Thank you.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Meeting you to celebrate our great state.
It's On the Road with Jane and Todd.
We are going to be broadcasting from places where you can come as we're doing both of our shows. Say hi, and I'm so looking forward to having the chance to sit down and talk to folks.
And that's the fun part of it, is just having conversations with real people.
It's Matt and Air on Air and the Todd Alba Show together on the road.
June 11th through the 14th from 10 to 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.